之音服务源于聆听。各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早晨好。今天是2019年12月15日。我们今天又非常的荣幸的邀请到了深爱着我们以及我们深爱着的阿叔 Krishna Baladeva 布，为我们继续讲述今天的圣殿博加瓦坛的早课。敬请聆听。Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna。Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
Om 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 Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
So we continue reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, Chapter 7, Scheduled Incarnations with Specific Functions. Today we read from Text 28 and 29.
我们今天继续阅读圣殿博加瓦坛第二篇第七章，起特殊作用的化身。我们今天要阅读的诗节是第28和第29诗节。
Yad
Yad
Vai
Vai
Vraje
Rajapashum
Vishatoya Pitam Yad Vai Vraje Rajapashum Vishatoya Pitam
Yad Vai Vraje Rajapashum Vishatoya Pitam
Palam
Tu
Ajivayat
Anugraha Drishti
Vrishtya Palam Stu Ajivayat Anugraha Drishti Vrishtya
Balam stvajivayat anugraha drishti vrishtya
Tat
Shudaye
Ati
Vishavirya
Vilola Jivam Tachudayeti Vishavirya Vilola Jivam
Tachudayeti Vishavirya Vilola Jivam
Uchatayishat Uragam Vyaram
Radiyam
Uchatayishaduragam Viharam Radinyam
Uchatayishaduragam Viharam Radiyam
Yadvai Vraje Vrajapasum Vishutaya Pitam
Yad vai vraje vraja pashum vishato yapitam.
Palam stvajivayad anugraha drishti vrishtya.
Palam stvajivayad anugraha drishti vrishtya.
Tachudayeti vishavirya vilola jivam.
Tachodayeti Vishavriya Vilola Jivam
Uchatayishya Duragam Viharam Radinyam
Uchatayishya Duragam Viharam Radinyam
Okay, word for word.
字对字
Yat
Yat, 谁
Vai,
必然的。
Vraje,
在稳打稳打。
Vrajapashum,
动物们。
Vishatoya,
毒水。
比丹。
比丹，那些喝了的人。
巴兰。
巴兰，牧牛人。
都。
都，也。
阿吉巴亚特。
阿吉巴亚特，恢复了生命。
Anugraha Drishti,
Anugraha Drishti, 仁慈的瞥视。
Vrishtya,
Vrishtya, 通过降雨。
Tat,
Tat, 那。
Shudaye,
Shudaye, 为了净化。
Ati,
Ati, 超越的。
Vishavirya,
Vishavirya, 高毒性的。
Vilola,
Vilola, 舔舐。
Jivam,
Jivam, 有这样的舌头的人。
Uchatayishat,
Uchatayishat, 非常严重的被惩罚。
Uragam,
阿刚对蛇
，viharam
viharam 为了快乐而做
，radinyam
radinyam 在河里。
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada。
译文和要旨由 Srila Prabhupada 提供。译文：接着，当牧牛童和他们的家畜喝了亚穆那河里的有毒的水之后，至尊主在还是个孩子时，用他仁慈的少事使他们苏醒过来，而且为了净化亚穆那的河水，他在救活牧牛童朋友后又跳进了亚穆那河里，如玩耍般惩罚了潜藏在河中用舌头喷出大量毒液的卡利亚毒蛇。除了至尊主，谁能完成这样艰巨的任务？
Tatkarma divyam ivayam nishi nishayanam davadmi nasuchivane paritaya mane uneshyat vrajam mato vishatam takalam mitre pitapya sabalo nadigamaya nadigamya virya. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada.
译文和要旨由 Srila Prabhupada 提供。译文：就在卡利亚毒蛇受到惩罚的那天夜晚，当 Brajabhumi 的居民毫无忧虑地睡觉时，由干枯的树叶引起了一场森林大火，无疑像是要使大家都葬身火海，使至尊主与巴拉让，但至尊主和巴拉让一起仅仅用眼睛闭起来的方式就拯救了大家。这些都是至尊主从事的非凡活动。要旨：尽管这些诗节中所描述的至尊主的活动被说成是超凡神奇的，但我们应该注意，至尊主的活动永远是超凡神奇的，而这正是它与普通生物的区别之所在。把参天的榕树或尔朱那树连根拔起，以仅仅闭上眼睛就熄灭了熊熊燃烧的森林大火，这些活动肯定不可能是任何人类所为。然而并不只是这些活动听来神奇，至尊主无论做什么其实都是超凡神奇的。就有关这一点，佛家梵歌第四章的第九节诗证实说：谁能了解我显现活活动的超然本质，谁就能在离开躯体后到达我永恒的住所，不再投生于这个物质世界。因此，为了了解至尊主超然活动的人，在离开现有的物质躯体后，重返家园，回归守神。接着，当牧牛童和他们的家畜喝了亚穆那河里的有毒水之后，至尊主还是个孩子时，就用他仁慈的扫视使他们苏醒过来，而且为了净化亚穆那的河水，他在拯救牧牛童朋友后又跳进了亚穆那河，
如玩耍般惩罚了潜藏在河水中用舌头喷出大量毒液的卡利亚毒蛇。除了至尊主，谁能完成这样艰巨的任务？就在卡利亚毒蛇受到惩罚的那天夜晚，当 Brajabhumi 的居民毫无忧虑地睡觉时，由于干枯的树叶引起了一场森林大火，无疑像是要使大家都葬身火海。但至尊主与 Balaram 一起，仅仅用眼睛闭起来的方式就拯救了大家。这些都是至尊主从事的非凡活动。
Omagena Timiranjasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Shakshu Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunavadi Pashata Deshatarine Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vanchakaupataru Vyacha Kripa Sindhu Vyaye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadara Shivasari Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So here in these two verses, Lord Brahma is just giving a brief description of two very beautiful pastimes of the Lord.
所以在今天的这两个诗节里呢，主 Brahma 就用非常简练的方式给我们描述了主 Krishna 的两个非常的美妙的逍遥时光。
The first one when He chastised the Kaliya snake.
第一个是他惩罚了卡利亚蛇。
He gave Kaliya snake a very special mercy.
然后呢，就给了卡利亚蛇非常特别的仁慈。
So he purified Kaliya, because Krishna danced on the top of Kaliya snake.
他呢就给了卡利亚特别的仁慈，因为他在卡利亚蛇的头棚上跳舞。
So with his lotus feet, he touched the heads of the Kaliya snake, so Kaliya snake became purified.
就是由于他用他莲花足触碰了卡利亚蛇的头棚，使得卡利亚得到了净化。
It is an incredible pastime.
那么这是一个非常的。可思议的逍遥时光。
A demon had this form of a snake with many hoods and very poisoning. It's so poisoning that the whole Yamuna River the waters of the Yamuna River were poisoned.
那这是一个恶魔，它呢展现的是有着剧毒的蛇的形象。那它的毒性是非常的大的，使得整个的Yamuna河都被污染了。
When the boys went to drink water, they became poisoned. They died.
当这些男孩他们喝了水以后呢，他们就毒发身亡了。
So when Krishna went there and saw all these coward boys, they were laying down dead because of drinking the poisoned water from the Yamuna.
所以当 Krishna 来到这里的时候呢？他就发现所有的这些男孩们全部都躺在亚穆纳河的岸边，因为他们都喝了亚穆纳河的河水，所以被毒到了。
So he immediately saw why it was so, why the water was poisoned.
那所以呢，他立刻就发现，他就想去发现为什么这个水是被毒了的，为什么是有毒的。
Because of this very horrible big snake, Kaliya.
因为这里面有一条很可怕的大蛇，卡利亚蛇。
So, immediately just by looking at the coward boys, by glancing over them, immediately they become alive again.
但是呢，他就这样瞟视了他们一眼，使得他们立刻就恢复了生命。
simply by glancing, simply by glancing, they were brought back to life.
只是看了他们一眼，所以呢，他们就都复活了。
So, and then he jumped in the Yamuna and completely dominated the chastise Kaliya by enjoying a beautiful, very graceful dance on the top of Kaliya's head, jumping from one head to another in a very playful way, dancing in a very beautiful way.
然后呢，他又跳到了亚木那的河水里面，控制了卡利亚，并且呢，以非常的愉快的享受的这种方式，在卡利亚的头棚上，各个头棚上优美的翩翩起舞。
So Lord Brahma has witnessed these things like so many other demigods. So he was amazed. So who can perform this type of activities besides the Lord?
当时主 Brahma 和其他的很多半身人们一起都见证了这个逍遥，所以呢，他就非常的惊叹，他就想，除了至尊主之外，还有谁有可能做到这一点呢？
And then later on, when everybody was sleeping very peacefully because they were so tired, and then the four fire broke down and was going to burn the whole Vrindavan, and just by closing the eyes, and the forest fire went away.
因为大家这么折腾了以后呢，都感到非常的疲惫，所以那天晚上呢，大家都沉沉的睡去了。可是呢，就在大家睡觉的时候呢，就爆发了一场森林大火。可是主他就仅仅是把眼睛这么一闭，就把这个火给熄灭了。
Simply by closing the eyes.
仅仅是闭上眼睛。
There's another pastime with the forest fire that Krishna swallowed all the fire entered inside his body.
还有另外一个熄灭森林大火的故事，就是 Krishna 他吞下了烈火，然后呢，使这个火呢进入到了他的体内。
So Krishna does not need to exert great physical strength in order to perform superhuman activities, Herculean activities.
Krishna 他不需要让自己展现出超人的这种形体去从事超人的活动。
We also perform activities, and some human beings can perform very Herculean activities. They are very powerful, very strong.
那么有些人呢，他们是非常的有力量的，而且也是非常的强悍的，所以呢，他们也是可以去从事一些超能力活动的。
But nothing compared with the superhuman activities of the Lord.
但是他们所从事的这些活动呢，和至尊主所展现出来的超人的活动是没有办法相比拟的。
We are all living entities, are all parts and parcels of the Lord.
所有的生物体都是主的不可分割的一部分。
So if you have any strength, any power, it's all derived from the Lord because we are parts and parcels of Him.
所以说，如果要是人们他能够展现任何的力量或者是任何的勇谋的话，那么也都是展现 Krishna 的一个方式，因为呢，我们都是来自于他的。
And the more you become connected to the Lord, the more powers we can acquire.
如果我们要是越是和主相连接在一起，我们就能够得到。越多的力量。
On our own, in this situation, we don't have much power.
但是我们只是凭借自己的力量，处在这条件限制的状态的话，我们是没有太大的能力的。
Our physical strength, physical power is very limited.
我们的身体的力量是非常的有限的。
Our mind capacity is also very limited.
我们的头脑力量也是非常有限的。
So Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that simply by knowing, simply by knowing the transcendental nature of his appearance and his activities, a person after leaving his material body does not need to take birth again in the material world.
那么 Krishna 在《薄伽梵歌》里面就讲到了，仅仅是了解他的显现和活动的超然本质，那他在离开这个物质躯体的时候就不会再在这个物质世界投生。
Srila Prabhupada quotes this verse from the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, verse 9. Janma karma cha me divyam evam yoveti tatvataha tyaktva deyam puna janma neti mam eti sochuna.
Srila Prabhupada 在今天的这个世界的要旨里面呢，就引述了薄伽梵歌里的这个世界。那么这个世界呢，是薄伽梵歌第四章的第九节是。
It's a very famous verse, and when we read this verse, we say, wow, so wonderful. Just by knowing the transcendental nature of Krishna's appearance and activities, we can be liberated, we can attain Krishna, we can attain his eternal abode.
那么当我们在阅读这个，首先这个师节它是一个非常著名的师节，所以当我们在阅读这个师节的时候呢，我们就会觉得非常的惊叹。因为这里面就讲到了，我们仅仅是了解他 Krishna 的显现和活动的超然本质，那么我们就得到解脱，就不会再在这个物质世界投生，就能够去到 Krishna 那里，就能够去到 Krishna 的居所。
So, but Krishna says very, 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 very clear, very precisely, Janma karma chame divyam, my appearance or my birth or my activities are divyam, they are divine, they are transcendental.
那么 Krishna 在这些诗里面呢就讲得非常的清楚，他说呢，我的这个显现和活动的是 divyam, 是超然的。
We also appear in this material world.
那么我们也是会在这个物质世界显现。
But we appear by our appearance in the material world is not divyam.
但是我们在这个物质世界的显现并不是 divyam.
We are forced to take birth in a material body.
那我们其实是被强迫着要出生在这个物质的躯体之中的。
There is nothing transcendental in our birth in this material world.
我们在这个物质世界的投生跟超然没有任何关系。
That's why very often the devotees like to celebrate birthdays. But it's not a very glorious thing to have taken birth in the material world. It's not something to be celebrated.
那么有的时候呢，这个奉献者还愿意过过生日来庆祝一下自己的生日，但事实上在这个物质世界的投生没有什么可庆祝的。
Of course, amongst devotees, we can do that just as an opportunity to offer some gifts to a devotee, which is a very, very beautiful Vaishnava exchange, to offer gifts and offer prasadam or to glorify that devotee. That's nice. It's an opportunity to do that. But we don't need to really to celebrate our birthdays in the material world because it's not glorious.
但事实上呢，就是当奉献者在一起过生日的时候呢，这也挺好的，因为这给了我们一个机会，让我们可以给礼物啊，然后可以提供 prasada 呢，然后我们还可以用这个机会来荣耀这位奉献者呀，所以这样的活动是很好的。但事实上呢，我们不需要因为我们在这个物质世界投生这件事儿来去给他有任何的庆祝，因为他没有什么可值得庆祝的。
Birthday is marking a moment where we were defeated by material energy and we had to come to this material world.
事实上，出生日这也就标志着我们被物质能量所击败了，使得我们必须要来到这个物质世界。
So Srila Prabhupada said, we celebrate the birthday of Krishna. We don't need to celebrate other birthdays.
薛老婆婆说呢，我们已经庆祝 Krishna 的生日，出生日，所以呢，我们不需要再去庆祝其他的出生日了。
But it's okay. We do that with the devotees. It's an opportunity, as we said, to offer gifts and exchange, and it's nice. But it's not a necessity. It's not something you should be very proud of. Oh, it's my birthday. It's today, so many years I took birth in this material world. Oh, so glorious.
但是呢，就像我们刚才所说到的，就是我们在奉献者之间庆祝生日这件事情是挺好的，因为我们可以有这么一个机会去，赠送礼物，然后有这个交流的这个机会，可以去荣耀他，这都挺好。但是呢，就是生日本身这一天，我们不需要由于今天是我的生日而感到有任何的骄傲的地方，觉得哦，我现在在这个物质世界已经过了这么些年了，这有什么好的？这个是。不要这么去想。
But when Krishna comes in his original form, he does not take a body made of material energy.
但是 Krishna 当他以他的最原初的形象显现的时候呢，他并没有接受一个由物质能量所构成的躯体。
He appears in his original form.
所以呢，他是在他的最原初的形象中显现的。
And his form is always spiritual, always transcendental.
那么他的形象呢，总是灵性化的，而且呢，总是超然的。
And what about our activities? We also perform many activities.
那么我们的活动又怎样呢？我们也是会去从事各种各样的活动。
But most of our activities are material activities.
但是呢，我们大部分的这些活动呢，都是物质的活动。
Most people just perform material activities. Activities.
把人们更加深的捆缚在这物质的存在中。
Totally under the control of the laws of material nature.
是完全的被物质自然的法律所控制着。
Actually forced, they are forced to act in particular ways by the laws of nature.
事实上呢，他们是被这个自然的法律所强迫着去做一些事情。
So there is nothing of divium, nothing divine or transcendental in the activities of people in this material world.
所以呢，在这个物质世界里面的人所从事的各种活动和 divyam 和超然没有任何的关系。
But activities of the Lord, they are all transcendental.
但是主的活动呢，却是全然超然的。
That's why Krishna can do things that are impossible to be done by anybody who is conditioned in this material existence.
那所以说呢 ，Krishna 他可以对在这个物质的条件限制中的人去做任何事情。
Krishna can defy the laws of nature because he's the controller of material nature.
因为 Krishna 他是我们的物质自然法律的控制者，所以说呢，他是可以去更改他的。
So Krishna simply by glancing.Over some person who is dead, he can revive him. Nobody else can do such a thing.
那么，所以 Krishna 他只要看某人一眼，他就能够救这个人。但是，其他的人是不可，没有任何其他的人可以做到这一点的。
Yeah, it would be too good, yeah. If you just by looking merciful at somebody and you bring that person back to life.
如果要是一个人只是。满怀怜悯的看一个人一眼，就能够把这个人让他起死回生，这可能有点令人不可相信的好。
And can stop a big forest fire simply by closing his eyes. Close the eyes and the forest fire goes off.
或者说，仅仅是一闭眼，森林大火就这么被熄灭了。
That's why Lord Brahma said, "Who can do these things besides the Supreme Lord?"
所以说主伯玛才会说除了至尊人歌手神之外谁还能够做到这一点呢、
common people when they read these things they disbelieve this, how can this be?
但是当普通人他们读到这一点的时候呢他们会不相信就会想这怎么可能呢、
How can a person do something like that? It's impossible.
这根本就是不可能的，人怎么可能做到这一点呢？
But Lord Brahma is the most intelligent person in the universe. He is totally in great awe of these activities of the Lord, because he knows this is real. He has seen with his own eyes.
但是呢，主 Brahma 他是宇宙中最有智慧的人，而且呢，他是完全相信主所做的这一切的，原因是由于他亲眼看到了这些。
But even without seeing, a devotee, accepts this facts as true, as true.
但是即便是没有亲眼看到，一位主的奉献者，他也会把这些作为真相而接受。
You say, wow, certainly the Lord can do things like that. Why not?
就会想 wow, 主一定是能够做到这一点的，为什么做不到呢？
One time, Narada Muni was traveling on this planet.
那有一次呢 ,Narada Muni 他就在星际间进行旅行。
And on his way, he met a Brahmana that was performing sacrifices and chanting all the mantras, performing everything very nicely.
那么在路上呢他就遇到了一位 Brahma。Brahmana 呢他在做所有的这些。
Brahmana。
Sorry, 就是在路上呢他就遇到了一位。That's what I mean. 那他就遇到了一位 Brahmana, 一位婆罗门。那么这位婆罗门呢他在做所有的这些祭祀啊他在念诵曼陀罗呀然后他在供奉祷文那他就是很好的做所有的这些事情。
So when he saw Narada Muni, he stood up in great respect.
然后呢他看到了 Narada Muni 以后呢他就起身向他表示敬意。
Oh, great sage,Narada Muni, welcome.
Oh, 伟大的圣人 Narada Muni 啊欢迎你欢迎你。
Where are you? What great mercy brings you here?
是多大的仁慈才能够让您大驾光临呢？
Narada Muni said, I'm on my way to Vaikuntha to go see Lord Narayana.
那的牧尼说我现在只是路过我要去瓦昆塔见主那样的。
Oh, the Brahma said, oh, you are going to see Lord Narayana.
然后这位婆罗门就说哦你要去见主那样的。
Face to face.
你要面对面的见到他。
那的牧尼 yes, I'm going to see Lord Narayana.
那的牧尼说是我要见主那样的。
So the Brahma said, oh, then you can maybe ask a question to Lord Narayana on my behalf.
那然后这位婆罗门就说哦那您要不然能不能帮我向主 Narayana 问一个问题。
Ask Lord Narayana when I'm going to be liberated.
请您帮我问问他我什么时候能够得到解脱。
All this life I've been performing all the rituals very nicely and chanting all the mantras, doing all the austerities. So, I want to know when, if I'm going to be liberated this lifetime.
因为呢，我经过了这么多生世，都很好的在履行所有的这些仪式，而且这么好的念了曼陀罗，而且经历了这么多苦行，所以我想知道一下，我是不是在这一世能够得到解脱。
So Narada Muni said, yes, no problem, I'll ask Lord Narayana.
然后Narada Muni就说没问题我帮你问。
So Narada Muni continued his way, singing the holy names and playing his vina, continued his journey.
然后呢Narada Muni呢就继续唱着圣名继续向前旅行了。
And on the way he met a cobbler who was fixing shoes sitting under a big banyan tree.
然后在路上呢他又遇到了在一棵大榕树下修鞋的鞋匠。
And the cobbler immediately when he saw Narada Muni, immediately he fell to the ground, the whole for obeisance to Narada Muni.
这位鞋匠当他一见到 Narada Muni 以后呢他立刻就倒在地上向 Narada Muni 顶拜。
And he stood on his knees and offering prayers and glorifying Narada Muni.
然后呢他就跪在那里向Narada Muni 献上祷文并且呢荣耀 Narada Muni.
And Narada Muni was very pleased by the attitude of this cobbler.
Ronaldo Muni 呢就非常的欢喜，但他看到这位鞋匠这番展示这样的态度的时候。
And then the cobbler asked Narada Muni, "Oh, my dear Narada Muni, where are you going?"
然后这位鞋匠就问 Narada Muni, "Oh, 我亲爱的 Narada Muni, 您现在要去哪里呀、
啊？" Narada Muni, "So I'm on my way to Vaikuntha to meet Lord Narayana."
Narada Muni 说，我现在正要去 Vaikuntha 要见主 Narayana。
And the cobbler was, "Wow, wonderful. You please offer my humble obeisances to Lord Narayana, my Dandavat."
然后呢，这位鞋匠就说，啊，太好了。请您帮我向主 Narayana 致以我五体投地的前进的礼拜。
And if you have opportunity, please ask the Lord if I have any chance of one of these, have any.Hundreds of lifetimes, whatever, if I have any chance of one day be liberated from my material existence.
那如果您要是有机会的话，能不能请您帮我问一下，经过了这么好几百万年的这个苦行之后，我有没有机会能够得到从这个物质存在中的解脱呢？
So Narayana said, "No problem. I'll find a."Opportunity to ask this question.
Narada Muni 说没问题，我将会找一个机会去询问这些问题。
So Narada Muni went to, Ramananda from the cobbler.
所以呢 ，Narada Muni 呢就见到了主，并且和主一起共度了一段时间。他们聊了一会儿，然后呢 ，Narada Muni 就向主 Narayana 提出了这位婆罗门和鞋匠所提出的问题。
And Lord Narayana gave his answers.
然后主 Narayana 呢就做了回答。
So Narada Muni went back and came back to this planet Earth.
然后呢 ，Narada Muni 呢，他又回到了这地球的星宿，回到了地球。
And again he met the Brahmana.
然后他又见到了婆罗门 ，Brahmana.
Again the Brahmana very respectful stood up with folded hands and greeted Narada Muni very, very nicely.
那么这位婆罗门呢，又一次站了起来，然后呢，非常好的迎接了 Narada Muni.
So my dear Narada Muni.You already returned from Vaikuntha.
Oh, 我亲爱的 Narada Muni, 你已经从 Vaikuntha 回来了。
Yes, I'm already
there. 是的，我回来了已经。
So did you ask that question? I ask you if I'm going to be liberated soon.
那您帮我问那个问题了吗？我是不是很快就能得到解脱呀
？Yes, I asked.
问了。
So what did he say?
那他怎么说的呀
？Well, he said that he still has many, many lifetimes to achieve perfection.
那他说哦，你还得好多好多的生世，你才能够达到完美呢。
You have to be really very patient.
你呀，真得特别的有耐心才行。
The Brahmana said, "How can that be?"
这位婆罗门就说这怎么可能呢？
I've been performing these austerities, chanting the mantras very nicely, performing all these yagyas and everything, all this life, and you're telling me that Lord Narayana told that I'm going to stay many, after many lifetimes, I'm going to be liberated. How can that be?
我这么多个生世，我都这么好的在进行着我的苦行，然后呢，做了这么多的 yagya， 做了这么多的祭祀，而且这么好的在念诵着所有的这些曼陀罗。可是你却告诉我说，主那人呢说，我还要好多生世才有可能得到解脱，这怎么可能呢
？I don't believe you went to see Lord Narayana.
我根本就不相信你已经见到了主那人呢。
If you really went to see Lord Narayana, you tell me what was Narayana doing when you saw him.
那如果你真的要见着主 Narayana 的话，那你告诉我， 他，你刚你在看到他的时候，他在做什么呢？
He was seated and he was passing elephants through the eye of a needle.
哦，那儿的穆尼说，他当时正坐在那儿，准备把一头大象从一个针眼里面穿过去。
He was passing the elephants through the hole of a needle.
嗯，他把这个大象从针眼里面给穿了过去。
And the Brahman heard that, ah, ha, ha, I knew you have not seen Lord Narayana.
然后这位婆罗门就说，哎，我知道你根本就没有见到主那样的。
It's impossible. How can you pass elephants through the hole of a needle? You ridiculous.
这根本就不可能，怎么可能把一头大象从针眼里面穿过去呢？你也太奇怪了。
That's what I suspect. You did not see Lord Narayana.
那我就怀疑你根本就没有见到朱娜扬呢。
His attitude was very arrogant.
所以说呢，他的这个态度是非常的傲慢的。
So Narada Muni just left.
所以 Narada Muni 就离开了。
And he met the cobbler again.
然后呢，他又见到了这位鞋匠。
Again, the cobbler offered dandavats, offered prayers, and glorified Narada Muni, and was very, very respectfully.
然后呢，这位鞋匠呢又非常非常的尊敬那儿的穆尼，他向他致以了五体投地的顶拜，然后呢向他供奉了祷文，向他献上了荣耀之词。
So he asked, "Oh, my dear Narada Muni, please tell me, what was Lord Narayan do when you saw him? What kind of pastime he was performing?"
然后呢，这位鞋匠就问那儿的穆尼，我知道你见到了主那儿央那，那么那您能跟我说说，当您在看到主那儿央那的时候，他正在上演什么样的逍遥啊？他正在做什么呢？
When I saw him, he was passing elephants through the hole of a needle.
那儿的穆尼说，当我看见他的时候呢，他正在把一头大象从针眼里面给穿过去。
And the cobbler, oh, Haribol, 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 Haribol. Lord Narayana does incredible things.
然后这位鞋匠就说，哦，Haribol, Haribol, Haribol. 主那儿央呢做了这么不令人不可思议的事情。
Oh, it's inconceivable what the Lord can do.
实在是太曼妙了，太不可思议了，主能做到的。
And Narada Muni look at him, do you believe that?
然后Narada Muni就看着他说，你相信吗？
You believe that he was passing elephants through the hole of a needle?
你真的相信他能够把一头大象从针眼里面穿过去吗？
And the cobbler said, of course, why should I not believe?
然后这位鞋匠就说，当然了，为什么我不相信呢？
See, I'm sitting under this banyan tree.
看，我是坐在这棵大榕树下。
And sometimes the seeds of this banyan tree fall on the ground.
那有的时候呢，这棵大榕树的种子就会掉到地上。
Very small seeds.
这种子很小。
But in that small seed, the Lord already put a big banyan tree.
但是呢，在这个小种子里，主已经把一棵大榕树放了进去。
It's just a question of time. The whole tree will be manifest from that little seed.
那么，所以这只是一个时间的问题。什么时候这棵大榕树能够从这棵小种子里面完全的展现出来？
But he already put a big banyan tree inside that little seed.
但是呢，他已经把这棵大榕树放在了这棵小种子里。
So how can he not pass elephants through the hole of a needle?
所以他怎么不可能把一头大象从一个针眼里穿过去呢？
There is nothing the Lord cannot do.
所以主是无所不能的。
His activities are all transcendental.
他所有的活动都是超然的。
And he start going, oh, Narayana, hey, Narayana, 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 glorifying the name of the Lord.
然后呢，他就开始要唱诵着朱那儿央那的名字，然后呢，去荣耀着朱那儿央那的圣名。
So And Narada Muni was about to leave.
那然后呢 ，Narada Muni 呢就要准备离开了。
And the cobbler didn't even ask what was the answer to his question. He was so immersed in glorifying Lord Narayana, was so happy to hear about this pastime of the Lord that he totally forgot to ask what was the answer to his question.
那然后这位鞋匠呢，他是完全的让自己沉醉在对主的甜美的逍遥时光，以及完全沉醉在对主的荣耀之中，所以他根本就忘了要去问他之前向主 Narayana 所问的这个问题的答案了。
But Narada Muni said, "Oh, and by the way, I ask the question you ask me to ask."
然后但是 Narada Muni 说呢，哦，顺便说一声，我向主问了你向他提出的问题。
And the cobbler, oh yes, what did the Lord say? I have any chance in any lifetime to be liberated?
然后这鞋匠说，哦，对，那主是怎么说的呀？那我有没有任何的机会有可能在某一生世得到解脱呢？
Yeah, now then we said, the Lord said, yeah, you will be liberated after many lifetimes as many leaves are in this tree.
然后那样的那儿的穆尼说，是主说了，说你啊，要经过这棵树上这么多叶子的数量的这生死之后，才有机会得到解脱。
As many lives, as many leaves are in this tree.
就是像这棵树上这么多叶子那么多的生死。
And the cobbler said, "Oh, Haribol, the Lord is so merciful, so merciful."
然后这鞋匠就说，哦，哈利波，哈利波，主实在是太。有机会，我有机会能够得到解脱。
Narada Muni was so surprised.
Narada Muni 他非常的惊讶。
So many leaves are there in the banyan tree.
因为这棵榕树有好多的树叶呀。
And the cobbler was so happy because he had the chance to be liberated after so many lifetimes.
但是呢，这位鞋匠却如此的开心，因为他知道在经历了这么多的生死之后呢，他有机会能够得到解脱。
So Narada Muni left with a very pleased heart, very happy to have been witnessed this devotion of this cobbler.
所以说呢 ，Narada Muni 因为他见证了这位鞋匠所展现出来的奉爱之情。他非常的欣慰的离开了。
And shortly after, a big typhoon came.
Typhoon.
Typhoon.
Okay.
A big wind. A big strong wind.
Yeah. 那然后没过多久以后呢，就刮起了一阵狂风，台风来了。
And blew all the leaves of that banyan tree except for one.
就把这棵大榕树上的所有的叶子都给吹飞了，就在树上剩了一片叶子。
So after one lifetime, he was going to be liberated. This lifetime, he was.
所以说呢，就在他完成了这一世之后，他就会得到解脱。
So, but the main thing here, of course, I told the whole story because it's a beautiful story. But the main thing here.Is that a cobbler, a simple person, he could accept anything the Lord do as real, as true, because he had witnessed an incredible thing. He was witnessing with his own eyes some incredible things. See, in that little seed of a banyan tree, the Lord had already put a banyan tree, just a question of time, and that banyan tree would manifest. It was already there.
所以说呢，我讲完了整个这个故事，原因是因为这是一个非常的美丽的故事。但是呢，这里面要理解的一点就是，这位鞋匠他是一个非常简单的人，但是呢，他相信主能够做所有的事情的原因是因为他都已经亲眼见证了，就是这棵大榕树已经在这个种子里面了。但是呢，其实时间的问题才使这棵树真正的显现出来。那么这个鞋匠他自己亲证的这一点，所以呢，他相信主能够做所有的事情。
So this cobbler had really realized the transcendental nature of the Lord's appearance and activities.
所以说呢，这位鞋匠他是真正的觉悟到了主他的显现和活动的超然性的。
Because of this service attitude, because of his devotion.
那么这都源于他的服务的心态，以及源于他的奉爱之情。
Because unless we engage in the service of the Lord, we can never understand the Lord's transcendental nature.
因为除非我们在致力于对主的奉献服务，否则我们是没有办法理解主的超然的本性的。
Now we have some theoretical understanding. We have read in the books and we have some conviction. We have some faith. Yes, I believe the Lord can do all these things that we read in the scriptures. Yes, we believe.
那么现在呢，我们是从理论上有一些理解，有一些相信。那么因为我们读了这个经典，那么我们从这个内容上理解，哦，主他确实是无所不能的，那么主他确实是超然的，他我们相信他是能够做到的。
But sometimes we may have our doubts. It seems incredible. How can it be? Some doubts can come in, pop into our minds.
但有的时候呢，在我们的脑海里面可能就会跳出一些困惑，我们就会在想，这真的吗？这真的是有可能会是这么发生的吗？
Because since our childhood, we have been pouring so many, we have received so much misinformation, thinking that it was knowledge, and now we are a little confused about what can be real, what can be just imagination.
因为我们从小到大呢，就被灌输了很多的错误的概念和信息，以至于我们就感到很困惑，我们现在没办法分清楚到底哪个是真的，哪个是虚幻的。
So that's why Srila Rupa Goswami says, Atashi Krishna Namadi Nabhaved Grayam Indriye. We cannot really understand the transcendental nature of the Lord's, of Lord Krishna's name, activities, qualities, with our material contaminated senses.
所以说，是了 ，Rupa Goswami 说呢，如果我们要是仅凭着我们的被污染了的物质的感官的话，我们是没有办法真正的理解主的超然性的，没有办法真正的理解主的活动、名字和他的形象的。
How can we appreciate these things? Sevan mukhe jivado svayameva spuratyada. By being engaged in the service of the Lord, then the Lord becomes manifested to us. He reveals himself to us.
那么我们怎么能够理解呢？我们要通过对主做奉献服务，这样呢他才能够，主他才会在我们面前显现他自己，才会向我们揭示。
Our senses become purified, our mind become purified, and then the Lord reveals to us.
那么当我们的感官和我们的心意得到净化之后呢，主他就会向我们揭示他自己。
That service begins with our tongue.
那么这个服务呢，是从我们的舌头开始的。
That's how we begin engaging our service, chanting the holy name, glorifying Krishna, glorify Krishna's devotees, speak about the activities of the Lord, everything about the Lord, and engage the tongue in honoring the Lord's prasadam.
那么所以呢，这也就是我们如何开始用我们的舌头去对主进行奉献服务的。我们用舌头来念诵圣名，然后用它来荣耀主，用它来荣耀主的奉献者，然后呢用它来讲述关于 Krishna 的这些逍遥时光，以及用它来品尝 prasadam。
So this is how we begin our engagement devotional service, by engaging the tongue, because the tongue is the most difficult of the senses to control.
所以说呢，当我们在从事奉献服务的时候，我们就从我们的让舌头开始进行奉献服务开始。 为什么呀？因为舌头是最难控制的感官。
Our tongue, we always want to say something, we always speak about something, and we always want to taste something. The tongue is so, so, so active.
So what? Sorry, the last word.
Active,
so,
active.
Active, oh, okay. Active. 那因为我们的这个舌头啊是非常的活跃的，这个舌头它总是想要说话，而且舌头呢它总是想去品尝，想去吃东西。
So if you only speak about Krishna or things related with Krishna and only take Krishna prasadam, then the tongue automatically becomes controlled.
那么所以如果我们要是只是去讲述跟 Krishna 只是去谈论 Krishna 和跟 Krishna 相关的话题，然后只是去品尝 prasadam 的话，那么这个舌头呢就会自动的被控制了。
And then as by controlling the tongue, then it's easier to control the other senses.
那么通过控制了舌头，其他的那些感官呢，也就容易的得到了控制。
So, when our senses become purified, our mind becomes purified, and then the Lord reveals himself, reveals his activities, reveals his name, reveals his quality, reveals his form, reveals everything to us.
所以呢，当我们的感官和我们的心意得到控制之后呢，那么主Krishna 他就会向我们揭示他自己，他会向我们揭示他的名字、他的行为、他的活动、他的形象以及他所有的一切。
So this is what means by understanding the transcendental nature of the Lord's birth and appearance, birth and activities. This understanding is a revelation of the Lord. Is a real factual understand, not just reading the books. Oh, okay, I understand. No, it's a factual understanding, revelation.
Don't the 超然本质的深意所在。其实这个理解呢，它并不是一个理论上的理解，并不是因为我们读了书中的内容，所以我们就 OK， 你知道了，理解了，而是它是一种觉悟，是真正的明白。
Of course, we have to begin by reading, by hearing. We have to begin to get this information, because if you don't get information, then we don't know how to practice devotional service.
那当然，在最开始的时候呢，我们先要去阅读，先要去聆听，然后我们需要去积累这些信息。因为如果要是我们没有积累信息的话，我们根本就不知道怎么去从事奉献服务的活动。
And we have to read again and again Srila Prabhupada's book, so then we are reminded of what we should do. We are reminded how we can come to that situation where we can really understand Krishna's transcendental appearance and activities.
而且呢，我们也应该反复的、不断的去阅读Srila Prabhupada的书籍，因为这样的话呢，我们才会不断的去提醒，怎么去理解，这个 Krishna 的。超然的显现的本性，以及才能够真正的理解 Krishna 的活动和显现的超然本性。
And then, yes, we come to the same platform as that cobbler. We accept that the Lord's activities, we really realize that the Lord's activities, the Lord's appearance is not ordinary, it's transcendental.
那然后呢，我们就会像这位鞋匠一样了，我们会真正的接受主的这个活动和显现是超然，是超然的，而且呢，我们也能够真正的觉悟到它是超然的。
That Brahmana was a very simple person. He had not so much knowledge, theoretical knowledge of the scriptures, but he had something very powerful. Yet his heart was pure, his mind was pure, And the Lord has revealed his nature to him, has revealed something to him, so he had full faith.
那么这位鞋匠呢，由于他是一位非常简单的人，所以说呢，他也许可能并不精通经典，但是呢，他这个内心是非常的纯净的，而且呢，他有完全的信心，所以说呢，主就会向他揭示。
So we have, in order to come to this purified stage where the Lord reveals himself to us, we have to be always engaged in devotional service.
所以呢，为了让我们处在纯粹的层面，然后让主向我们揭示他，我们就必须要恒常不断地去从事对主的奉献服务。
With our senses, with our minds, with our intelligence, with our words, we have to be always engaged in the service of the Lord.
我们要用我们的感官、我们的心意、我们的智性以及我们的言语，恒常不断地为主做奉献服务。
Then we can have a real appreciation of these wonderful pastimes of the Lord.
然后呢，我们才能够真正的去欣赏和感激主的这些美妙的逍遥时光。
And we'll become addicted to hear and to talk about these pastimes of the Lord because this we know it's the real thing.
然后呢，那我们就会对于聆听和讲述主的逍遥时光而上瘾，因为我们知道这些才是真正的真情实景真相。
So we stop here.
所以我们的讲课部分呢，就先停在这里了。
And if there is any questions from the last time, we can deal with them first.
Yeah, we do have two questions.
Okay.
上周有两个问题。The first question is from Chandra Vilasini Mataji. 顶拜阿叔，顶拜阿叔，请教阿叔一个问题。虽然我们做奉爱服务是已经在灵性世界了，但我觉得我还是非常非常初级的奉献者。是不是只有高级别的纯粹奉献者才能够回到稳达们呢？谢谢您。Please accept my very humble obeisances. My question is that, although right now we are, although while we are rendering the devotional service, means we are in the spiritual world. However, right now I am still in a very, 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 initial stage. I'm a very neophyte, devotee. So,My question is that if only those very, very advanced pure devotees have the qualification of going back to Vrindavana. Got it?
Yes. Yeah. Only when we come to the stage of being purely engaged in pure devotional service, then we will be able to perceive It means without any personal motivation, just doing devotional service for the pleasure of the Lord and His devotees. And then at that stage, gradually we will enter into the spiritual atmosphere, the spiritual world. We'll perceive the spiritual world.
那么只有当我们在完全没有自私的动机的情况下，为主 Krishna 和他的奉献者从事非常非常纯粹的奉献服务的时候，我们才有可能去感知到这灵性的，就灵性世界的灵性氛围，我们才有可能去到灵性世界。
Now we are in a stage of practice.
但是现在呢，我们是处在练习的阶段。
Yes, we are practicing pure devotional service.
没错，我们现在确实修习的是纯粹的奉献服务。
But it's practice. We have not achieved yet perfection of pure devotional service.
但是我们现在依然是在练习的阶段，我们现在还没有达到纯粹的奉献服务的阶段。
But through practice, good practice, constant practice, then we will achieve perfection.
但是呢，通过好的练习，通过纯粹的这种练习，那么我们就能够达到完美。
It's like in any simple science, like cooking.
就像任何事情都是一样，比如说做饭。
Somebody teaches you how to cook a particular preparation that you never cooked, and in the beginning, it may not come very well. It may not come out very well.
比如说呢，有人在教你做一个你以前没有做过的菜，然后在最开始你刚刚尝试做这道菜的时候呢，可能做的不是特别的好。
But by practicing, you become expert in cooking.
但是呢，通过不断的练习，你就成为了烹饪专家了。
So that capacity to offer pure devotional service is already there in our hearts.
在我们的内心中，我们已经有向主做纯粹奉献服务的能力。
But it has to become manifest by practice.
但是呢，我们必须要通过练习让它显现出来。
So by practice of pure devotional service, that natural devotion and love that we have for the Lord within our hearts will be manifested, become devoted.
那么通过练习呢，在我们内心中已经有的对主的非常纯粹的这种爱就能够被唤醒。
So that's why we have to practice to uncover that normal love and devotion that for the Lord that already exists within our hearts.
那所以说呢，我们就需要通过练习，然后呢，去揭示我们在内心中已经有的对主的这份爱。
So a pure devotee is a person who has achieved perfection in his practice.
所以说呢，
A pure devotee is a person who has become perfect in his practice.
OK, 那么一位纯粹的奉献者，也就意味着他都已经通过练习达到了完美的这种境界。
So we have practice brings to perfection.
那么所以呢，我们就必须要完美。
Without practice, we cannot become perfect.
那么如果要是没有练习的话，我们是没有办法让自己变得完美的。
Sometimes associates of the Lord come from the spiritual world and they are already perfect, but still, in order to show us an example, they also practice, but they are already perfect, but they practice just to show us how we should do.
那有的时候呢，主的同游他从灵性世界直接下来，但是呢，他为了给我们展示一个榜样，所以他展示出来的也是在进行练习，在进行修炼。
But we are conditioned souls, so we have to really practice and practice under the guidance of those pure devotees. We practice, and then we will achieve perfection.
Sorry, Ashu, someone, I'm in the door. Sorry.
哎，我们物业公司的来做一下物业费。我现在这个有事儿，
而且大堂会不在。
哎，我去了，
不管你订房
就行。我订没正常那业的。
Sorry. The property management come over here for collecting the fee. Sorry. sorry. Ashu,
you remember?
Yeah.No, I'm sorry. Distracted.
So I would say, by following the guidance of a pure devotee, we practice, and we can also become perfect.
那所以说呢，在一个纯粹奉献者的指导之下，我们呢就不断的练习。那么通过这样的练习呢，我们也可以让自己变得完美。
That's why we need the guidance of a pure devotee.
所以就为什么我们需要一位纯粹奉献者的指导
？Because by their teachings and by their examples, we feel inspired to also practice nicely and become perfect like them.
因为呢，在他们的指导之下，在他们的这个榜样的力量之下呢，使我以让自己通过这样的练习的方式达到完美。
Okay, is another question?
Yes, Ashu, but for this question, she has another part of, I don't know if you already covered that. She said that if it's true to, the Vrindavan, can go to Vrindavan, but for the neophyte devotee, cannot really go there, cannot go back to Vrindavan.
A neophyte devotee needs to practice to become pure and then can go back to Vrindavan. Are you talking Vrindavan in a spiritual world?
She didn't specify. Let's say probably that is that.
Go back means go back to the spiritual world.
Mm.
Yes, if a person practices under the guidance of a pure devotee, when attains perfection in his practice, is qualified to get the ticket back to Godhead, back to the spiritual world.
Okay, 那么在您的这个问题里面呢，您说才能回到文达文，那我们在这里面就理解成他是灵性世界的文达文。那么阿叔就说呢，当一个初级奉献者在这个纯粹的奉献者的指导之下，通过不断的这个练习，然后呢最后达到完美了之后呢，他就能够赢得回到灵性世界，回到守神身边的一张回程票。
And even to go to Vrindavan in this material world, we have to have we have to practice nicely devotional service, otherwise we will not be able to appreciate Vrindavan. We will only see bad things, wrong things.
那么关于我们在这个物质世界的文达文，那我们也是需要在很好的指导之下进行很好的修炼的这个过程中，我们才能够真正的去到我们现在这个文达文，我们才能够真正看到文达文的样子。否则的话，我们如果没有练习的状态下去看文达文的话，我们看的东西是错误的。
嗯。We cannot go to Vrindavan as a tourist.
对，所以呢，我们不能够像是一个游客一样去文达文。
Then you may not appreciate, and not only that, you may even criticize.
因为你不可能就这样欣赏文达文所展现出来的景象，你有可能还会进行批评和评判。
But when a pure devotee goes to Vrindavan in this material world, he sees that Vrindavan is no different from Vrindavan in the spiritual world, and he sees the Lord is there performing his pastimes.
对呢，当一个纯粹的奉献者他去到现世的这个文达文的时候呢，他能够看到的是灵性的这个文达文，并且他能够在这个地方真正的能够看到主在上演他的逍遥。
He sees known that Vrindavan is no different from Vrindavan in the spiritual world.
咱们这个物质世界的文达文和灵性世界的文达文之间是没有任何区别的。
But if you are not practice or our practice had not yet attained perfection, we will not see that.
但是如果我们要是没有练习，或者我们的练习还没有达到完美的话，我们就没有办法见到这一点。
What is the next question?
The next question is from Olivia Mataji. 明白阿叔和翻译，能聆听到您莲花口流眼出来的甘露简直太甜美了。一位新人朋友，他在素食餐厅工作，他们是一起用工作餐，供奉对他来说是一个很大的问题。请问这样的情况他应该怎么做呢？如果其他人已经开始荣耀，他应该如何做呢？感恩您的仁慈。Please accept my humble obeisances.It's such a beautiful thing to hear the nectar from your lotus mouth. And I have a new friend who is just newly involved in the Krishna consciousness practice, and she is working for a vegetarian restaurant. She has the meals with her colleagues together, so over the food is a big issue for her.Could you tell me or give her some suggestion about what is the right thing for her to do? And also, 如果其他人已经开始融入了 And also, I'm not so sure the second
part. How can I offer if the others are already eating? How can I offer anything if the others are already eating? That's what she meant.
Does this make sense to you?Okay, well,
yeah, that's what she said. How can I offer something if the clients are already eating?
Yeah, well, basically she said that if the others already started to glorifying, then what does she do? Anyway, so please just answer the question based on your understanding. Well, because the Chinese is a little bit confusing to me. I am not so sure the glorifying here is glorifying her or the food or the eating
food. Food, food. He's talking about the food. Okay. If they are already honoring prasadam, how can she offer?
Yeah, but she said that she's not able to take prasadam. There was no prasadam. Because, okay, the
read the question again.
Okay, the question is
in Chinese for yourself.
I read it. I'm not clear about that. Well, the first part is very clear, but the second part, I'm not very sure.
So what's the first part?
The first part is that her friend is a newcomer in Krishna consciousness, and she's working for the vegetarian restaurant, and so she's not able to offer the food. So what does she do?
She works in a vegetarian restaurant. Her friend, interested in Krishna consciousness, is the owner of the restaurant?
No. Okay. Again.
What has the friend to do?
Okay. Olivia asked the question for her friend. Then she said that the friend is a newcomer of Krishna consciousness.
Yes.
And this friend is working for the vegetarian restaurant. So
This
new person is not able to offer the food. She said this is a big problem for her. So they say she wants you to tell her what to do for this.
Okay, the friend, if he's cooking in a vegetarian restaurant and what he uses to cook is something can be offered to the Lord, maybe he could try to manage to do a simple offering of everything he cooks, at least everything he cooks himself. So at least that will be offered.
Okay, 那么就是这位在素餐厅工作的这位朋友，如果他要是负责做饭的话。 那么他就可以把他所做的这些餐食经过一个简单的供奉。
Otherwise, yes, if people are already, if the food is already being served to the clients, that food certainly cannot be offered to the Lord.
当然就是已经给客人吃的这个食物。 那这个食物是一定不可以再供奉的。So
maybe it's just simple thing in the beginning. It's just when he enters in the kitchen, he chants Hare Krishna. And if he can learn the prayer to Srila Prabhupada, and I beg Krishna, please accept whatever he's been cooking in this kitchen so that everybody can benefit. If everything is cooked with the right ingredients, of course. So I tell the Lord, please accept whatever we cook here, even though it's not done in a proper way, it's not done with the right consciousness. Please purify this food so that the clients or everybody can become purified. Simple thing like that.
嗯，那他可以学着这样去做，就是每天他一开始进入厨房的时候呢，就开始向主祈祷，然后呢，也可以去学着念这个对，释迦帕帕的这个祷文，然后呢，向主祈祷说呢，请您。 接手就是请您帮助净化在这个餐厅里面用对的食物和对的这个佐料所烹制出来的食物，那么这样呢，就使所有吃到这些食物的人的内心都能够得到净化。所以说呢，可以就是简单的做这么一个动作。Certainly,
this is not a perfect way of offering, but it's already something. It's already begging the Lord to purify that food that is proper cooked to accept so that people can be benefited. It's already something.
那虽然说呢，这个并不是恰当的供奉的方式，但是呢，这已经表示我们在做一些事情了，已经是在请求主的帮助，能够请求主能够把这个在恰当的方式下。 所烹制的这个食物能进行净化，所以这已经是在做一些事情。Okay,
that's the last one.
Yeah, that is the last one.
Okay.
Two questions.
Okay. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
所以非常感谢大家的聆听。And
a special thank you to Danakil and Sumukhi Radha Matajis for allowing us to be together for this amount of time.
然后也特别的感谢苏穆基拉拉玛吉和丹娜凯利 能够他这样安排，然后允许我们能够在这样的一个时间段内有这样的联谊。
Yeah, Shrimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitai Gaura Premanande, Hari Hari Bo.
Ashu ki jai. Vaikuntha 之音，服务愿意聆听。那各位尊敬的奉献者，我们今天的早课呢就到此结束了。非常非常的感谢阿叔 Krishna Baladeva 法布为我们的精彩讲述和对问题的耐心解答，也非常感谢 Sumukhi Radha Mataji 为我们安排的这样的一个平台。然后在这里更正一个错误，就是我刚才把这个时间给说错了，应该是12月8号，2019年12月8号，今天这个早课播放的时间。那祝大家今天在 Krishna 知觉之中度过一个非常美妙的周日。 Hare Krishna。